paragraph there. At the top level, candidates were able to discuss the issues. And that word discuss, I think, is really helpful there. So they'd say, well, look, there is evidence of conflict, high order evidence. However, more substantive is, and this is because. Yeah? I have nothing else really to say on that. Typically, though, I think it's a lot easier to argue that cooperation is a dominant theme. Yeah? That phrase, dominant theme, is a very useful one, isn't it? Okay, so we're coming to the last 10 minutes now, please. And I want to show you a more detailed essay plan. So here is a very similar question. How successful were Elizabeth and her ministers at managing Parliament? In some respects, a very nice question because it gives you a word to tie back your paragraphs to. Success, that helps you allow you to compare the relative achievement with the different matters of state. And there's a lovely thing here for top-end students. Elizabeth and her ministers. We can pull those apart. I've put this up because I would like you to have a look at the introduction. Almost this is what we would want. Because the other trap here is that you write a really big introduction where you've got somewhere between 35 and 40 minutes to write this, including planning. This question starts at the heart of the debate about Elizabeth's relationship with Parliament. If Neil is correct that conflict was the dominant theme and Elizabeth and her ministers were unsuccessful, if cooperation was the dominant theme, then the statement is correct and she was successful. We can only answer this through a series of interlinked, contentious matters of state. That's quite a traditional introduction. Today, examiners will probably encourage you to flash your argument. Yeah, to say whether you think actually they broadly were successful. Success was the dominant thing. You wouldn't want to be writing more than four sentences in that introduction when you've got so much to do, would you? The challenge for you as a student writing on this, if you look at the timings I put here, roughly you've got 8 minutes on each paragraph if you're going to do four. And if you do four properly, you're going to be accessing the top end. The challenge for you guys is to ensure that you have got tight evidence that you can use at speed. That you have got tight contemporary evidence that you can use at speed. And that each paragraph is tied back. Now, I'm not going to go through this at length. I want to focus on the conclusion in a minute, but I would make this point to you, ladies and gentlemen. The key to this question is what's written in red. What the Year 12 student does is they get the introduction right, they know the topics, and then they answer the question in the conclusion. And the thing I would urge you strongly to be clear about, you have got to be answering the question in every paragraph. So on the issue of religion, the underpinning issue here to put the relative importance in, cooperation is actually the dominant theme because, not assertion, sustained judgment. The same for marriage, the same for parliamentary privileges, the same for finance and monopolies. I want to make one general point here, and then I want to finish by looking at the conclusions, if I may. Conclusion, if I may. Look at the timings you've got here. 8 minutes, 8 minutes, 8 minutes. I put 7 minutes for marriage and succession. They're quite tight. I would tie these issues to particular parliaments. And I'm going to deal with religion last here, but let's go from the bottom. Monopolies is really an issue linked to 1601. You've got that quotation from Francis Bacon, haven't you, about the amount of subsidy they're having to put in from, I think it's a 1595, 1596 Parliament, something like that. But it's really linked to 1601. Parliamentary privileges and Wentworth is tied to the 1572 Parliament. Marriage and succession, of course, is tied to 1566 because it happened. It's the first parliament after Elizabeth almost dies of smallpox in 1562. Religion is the exception. Religion is, of course, overwhelmingly tied to the 1559 religious settlement. But if you look at your notes, I've then given you a series of five dates when religion reappears. That's a really good way of saying this is the way we make the judgment. It's a clever thing to do, isn't it? Yeah? To say that this issue is appearing in different forms at different times. So the religion issue appears as a succession and marriage question in 1566. It appears as the parliamentary privileges issue and free speech in 1572. Only monopolies is not connected. Ironically, you can get credit for saying that in an essay as well. So where we always encourage you to draw links. You can say, well, this is an isolated issue. And you can acknowledge that as an examiner and say, well, this kid understands that these issues don't link together. Can I just guide you to a conclusion? And this will round off. We'll just have 3 minutes on conclusion and then we will finish. Okay? First of all, because you're writing a bigger introduction and because you want to go for a four-factor answer, there is a trap that students can fall into, which is to write a very short conclusion. Okay? And I think that's really important that you don't do that. I would argue that the dominant theme is cooperation here. But then you need to develop it. Where was the most success? Where was the least success? And why? Keep using that term. They've been so kind to give you the term successful. Use it. I would be expecting to see that in every paragraph. Personally, I would hold back that lovely fact of Elizabethan parliaments averaging 33 acts per session, higher than any other Tudor. How can it be that conflict is a dominant thing if they're agreeing to measure after measure after measure? Now, I have very little more to add on this except to say I would expect all of you to want this to come up in any form. There's no traps to it. The evidence, the issue is about using the evidence at pace, and it's about timing, and it's about tie back. But you're bright kids, and you can all do that. And that's it. Can you get that?